Va'ira el Avram el Yitzchak vel Yaakov v'kel Shakai, beginning of Parshas Va'ira. V'shmi Hashem le'inaydati lahem. I appeared to the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov with the shame Kel Shakai, but the shame Havaya I didn't appear to them.
What's the difference between the shame?
Oh, so the difference between the shame is, so that's another discussion, but it would seem that appearing to Moshe Rabbeinu with the Shem Havaya is a bigger ma'ala than the Shem Kel Shaka. But if you take a look at Rashi and in other places, it would seem that this pasuk is not coming to Chas V'Shalom put down the Avos. It's coming to speak about the greatness of the Avos. So maybe we'll get to that in a minute, Hashem. But Rashi here says something very interesting, seemingly superfluous. Va'ira el Avram el Yitzchak vel Yaakov. Rashi says El HaAvos. And every Tinakish Shabbos Rabbah knows that Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov is the Avos HaKadoshim. So what's Rashi coming to teach us? And the Sfarim very much deal with this Rashi. So to understand the Seder Yetzias Mitzrayim and what's Chos Klai Yisrael leave Mitzrayim, so we know that there was a Shvua and other reasons why Klai Yisrael were able to leave. One Pasuk in particular, which the Medrash Chazal Darshan, is Parshas Shmais. Vayara Elokim es b'nei Yisrael, vayeda Elokim. The pasuk mentions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees something about b'nei Yisrael and knows something, vayeda Elokim, but it's completely sussum. We don't know exactly what's going on, and many suggestions are given in Chazal to explain the oimik of this pasuk. One such explanation is found in the Medrash, Medrash Tehillim, Kuf Yud Daled. And it tells us that B'nai Yisrael did not only leave Mitzrayim because of what was going on in the past, but what would be in the future. And one such zechus was that of Hananya, Mishael, v'Azariah. Mentioned, of course, in Sefer Daniel. And they were friends of Daniel, that after the fall of the Malchus Yisrael, so many great and talented tzaddikim were taken to the court of the Nebuchadnezzar Bavel, and Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah were the most famous of them. And Nebuchadnezzar made a statue. It's a shaila whether it was an Avodah Zarah statue or not. And he told Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah to make a decision. He was geyser on everybody throughout all the kingdoms that they had to bow down to it. And they needed 3 days to decide what to do. And they came back and they said, we're not going to bow down to the statue. So they were thrown into a Kivshan Ha'ish, and they emerged unscathed, and it was a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So the Medrash tells us that when the Pasuk here says, Vayar Elokim es b'nei Yisrael, the Medrash understands that it's futuristic, that Hashem saw that there would be Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah. And in that Tzchus, Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. So what is it so special about Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah that it was a catalyst for Yetzias Mitzrayim? Now we find Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah elsewhere in the Seder of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara tells us in Psachim that when they were deciding, deliberating whether or not to make this Kiddush Hashem or not, so they found a Kav HaChomer from the Tzfaradim. But the Pasuk says, "Betanurecha u'b'mishan ha'isecha," that when the ovens are hot, the Tzfaradim jumped in. So they made a kavachemer madach that the Tzfaradim are not mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. They jumped into the furnace. So we that were mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, so how much more so we should jump into the furnace? This is a very difficult kavachemer. And Tosfos has a mahalach, really two mahalachim, Rabbi Natam and the Ri, and Rishonim get very much into how just to save, to salvage this kavachemer. Al Kopanim, we see built into the Makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Tzfaradim, at least it says so in the Pesukim, jump into the Kivshan Ha'esh, and Hananiah, Mishael, v'Azariah, their limud, the whole Nes in Kiddush Hashem came from the Seder of the Makos. What was it which was so spectacular and amazing about this Kiddush Hashem, above all, that it was the Schus, at least according to one opinion of his Yetzias Mitzrayim? So we find in the Medrash that the Avos HaKadoshim are referred to as Tzadikim Gemur. It's in Shmoyis Rabbah and Tesvav. And we find as well in Tainis, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that Hanan and Shabbos are also called Tzadikim Gemur. So it's a very powerful title, not just to be called Tzadik, but to be called Tzadik Gemur. And the fact that we find that the Avos were three and called Tzadikim Gemur, and Hanan and Shabbos are three and they're called Tzadikim Gemur, behooves us to try to understand what's the nekuda here about the Avos and the Mechanam and Shabbazai, where is this correlation between them. Just to go back to this concept of the necessity of this Chos of Hanan and Shabbazai, Vayar Lekim is B'nai Yisrael, Vayid Elekim. On the one hand, we find that B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim in this Chos of the Avos. This is in many places, but one such Chazal in the Medrash says that the Seder B'tzinis Mitzrayim is called Medalig Al Heharam. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, that Hashem, that He jumped, He skipped on the mountains. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, im ani mistakel b'maseim shel Yisrael, ein anigan lo'olam. Hashem said that if I look at the ma'isim of Klal Yisrael in the present, as they are in Mitzrayim, they would never leave Mitzrayim. Elo l'mi ani mistakel, where am I looking to? La'aviseinim hakadoshim. B'schus ha'vaisim ani go'olam. So we see, and this is another interpretation of the Medrash, Vayar Elokim Espinei Yisrael Vayeda Elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He looked at the Schos of the Avos and said, as Klal Yisrael are in the Hoyve, as they are right now in Mitzrayim, they can't leave and they'll never leave. I have to reach into the past in order to take them out of Mitzrayim in the present. It would seem that really there's this struggle between the Avar and the Haiveh. That in the past they have a schus, but in the present they don't. And for somehow, the Avar, the past of Avraham and Yitzchak, is machriya the Haiveh. But really, it should be a conflict. Like Shnei Eidim Machishim Zedze. And there should be a kosav ashlishi shiyavar lachriya b'neiha. And perhaps that's the reason why there's a Hanan Mishal v'Azariah. Because if the Yidden are going to come out of Mitzrayim, and as they are now, they're not zeichet to leave, and they would never be zeichet to leave, there has to be an investment and a reason for taking B'nai Yisrael out. Something optimistic, something to look forward to. And that's Hanan and Mishal Vazar. That the Avos HaKadoshim, they set a certain standard, and Klal Yisrael did not meet that standard at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but there will be a dugma of the Avos, Tzadikim Gemurim, of which Yavo HaAsid, let the future come and to be Bachriya between the Avar and the Haiv. In which case, now Mitzad the Avar there's a Schus, Mitzad the Asid there's a Schus, and although in the Haiv there's not, but it's Chad B'Trei Batal. It's Batal, the Haiv, to the Avar and the Asid. Perhaps that's alluded to in what the Balatanya writes in Torah Or. He says, Hini Va'era Yeshbo Beis Perushim. The word Va'era implies two perushim. One, he says, Lashon Avar, it's a past Lashon, Va'ira, and I appeared, as it says, Ela Avos, that Hashem was Nizgala to the Avos. But Beis is a Lashon Asid, it's a futuristic Lashon. I will appear. Shehu Lashon Haive, it's written in Haive form, but it really means in the future, like we find other times. So it's interesting that it means in the past, it means in the future, but it means in the future, in the present. So perhaps what that means is that it means past and future, because they're going to leave in the schus of the Avos, but they're also, it's in anticipation of the future, which in this case is Hanan Mishav Azaya, and it's Lashon Asid B'Lashon Haive to mean that it's Machri the Haive. Now what's this? What's the correlation between these Tzadikim Gemurim, Hanan Mishav Azaya, and the Avos HaKadoshim? So we find in the Medrash, the Medrash writes in Rus Rabbah that the Avos HaKadoshim are called Serufim, the burnt ones. The Medrash says, V'saraf shehizker ma'isis Serufim. Hashem Elokei Avraham Yitzhak V'Yisrael Aveseinu. So the Matnas Kahuna comes to explain why the Avos are called Serufim. Because as far as we know, if it has to do something with Kivshon Ha'esh, only Avraham was thrown into the Kivshon Ha'esh. So why is Yitzhak and Yaakov called Serufim? So the Matnas Kahuna writes that the Avos were all Meister Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. Avram Lekiv Shena Ish, Yitzchak Lisarif al Gabi HaMizbeach. That's called Srufim by the Mizbeach, by the Kedah. Yaakov Masar Gamkin Afshal Shema Gadol. As it says in the Zohar, Lo Ishtakach Barnash de Masar Garmi al Kutch Abihu, Kamada Abed Yaakov Avinu. There was nobody who was Meister Nefesh by Kodesh Baruch Hu like Yaakov Avinu.
Which way?
So he explains because of his Mesiris Nefesh for learning Torah. That he was Lo Yomush HaTorah Mipiv, he was always in the Beis Medrash. So that's considered to be a Mesiris Nefesh. I would suggest, although without getting into detail, that it was when he went into Yitzchak to be Makabal the Brachas with that Pachad of Misa, that was his Bechina of like Akedah. I'll call upon him, the Avos HaKedoshim are called Sufim. They went to the Kivshan Eish, and we're already seeing a correlation between the Avos and Chanan and Meshav Azayir, who literally went into the Kivshan Eish. But what does this mean to go into the Kivshan Eish? So, the Ramban writes in his Hakdamah to Sefer Shmos, he's speaking about what it means Golos, what it means Geula, and he says, the Golos is not complete until Klai Yisrael is a people that we return to our Makom, which is our land, Eretz Yisrael, Vel Mailas Avoisam Yashuvu, and to the status of the Avos, which he'll explain. When we left Mitzrayim, even though, yes, we left the shackles, the servitude of Mitzrayim, we're still considered to be in Golos, because we were wandering around in the desert. But when we came to Har Sinai, and we made the Mishkan, and Hashem returned to us, that He was Masher the Shechina amongst us, of Shuvu El Malas Avaisam, then we were elevated and returned to the status of the Avos. And this is the key words here, Shehaya Soid Eleika Aleha Alehem, that the presence of Hashem, that secret of godliness, was upon them and upon their tents. V'heim Heim HaMerkava, they are the Merkava. The Avos themselves are the chariot, that they were like a Mishkan. V'oz Nechshivu Geulam, and that's the moment in which Klai Yisrael were considered to be nigal, to be redeemed. He goes on to explain that's why Sefer Shemos doesn't end in the middle somewhere after the receiving of the Torah. It's only after the Mishkan is built and Pekudei concludes that the Shechina was rested upon the Mishkan, that's the end of Sefer Shemos. Because Sefer Shemos is the Sefer HaGeula, and Geula is not complete until Klai Yisrael achieve the status of the Avos, which is called, as Chazal call it, Ha'avos Hain, Hain HaMerkava. The Avos themselves are called the Merkava. Now with this in mind, this side, that the Avos were like a Mishkan, that as Chazal say, Ha'avos Hain, Hain HaMerkava, this Yesod is brought out right here on the Pasuk of Va'era. The Medrash HaGadol tells us, Amar Reb Shimon, Va'era El Avram, V'chulei, Ha'avos Hain, Hain HaMerkava. In the beginning here, Pashas Va'ira, in conversation with Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Va'ir l'Avram l'Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'Kel Shakai, Ushmi Havai l'Nedati l'Hem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu here is speaking, B'Shvachim Shel Aviseinu. He's giving a praise to the Avos, and he's saying that the Avos achieve the status of Hein Hein HaMerkava. The Sefer Tzioini, which is quoted many times in Yaakov Ruveini, he brings this on his own, that this Pasuk is teaching us the Soid of Ha'avos Hein Hein HaMerkava. What's interesting, the correlation between this Soid of HaMerkava and the Pasuk of Va'era, the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yagimel tells us regarding the Ma'isim Merkava that Yechezkel saw, the Gemara wants to know, when does it end? Ad Masai, when do we say that this is called Ma'isim Merkava and it comes to a conclusion? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Oimer, Ad Va'era Basra, that the last time, which is the fourth time that it says the word Va'era, that Yechezkel and I saw, that last time signals the end of Ma'isim Merkava. What we see is that the word Va'era is an important word in Ma'isim Merkava, which is really the essence of the Ma'isim Merkava, that what Yechezkel saw Va'era, that's considered to be the simin to the conclusion. And it says so four times, and the Gra in Aderes Eliyahu, he writes that these four times that it says Va'era, Ma'isim Merkava, are connected Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe, which is the inyan of Ha'avos Hein Hein HaMerkava. It's hinted to in the Merkava itself through the word Va'era, which is our word here. Va'era el Avram el Yitzhak el Yaakov Ushmi Asher lenadatim, and Hashem is speaking to Moshe. So that the four people, tzaddikim, who are in the pasuk of Va'era, are alluded to in the four times Va'era in the Ma'aser Merkava itself. So perhaps, the secret of the Avos HaKadosh, which we find here in Parshas Va'era in the beginning, is that of HaAvos Hainin HaMerkava, like the Ramban taught us, which was the Ma'il of the Avos. And what's considered to be Geula is when the Toldos, the children of the Avos, reach the status of the Avos. Perhaps that was the accomplishment of Hanan and Mishael of Azariah. That the Avos who are called Serufim, that they were Ma'aser Nefesh v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they reached the status of what it means, HaAvos Hainin HaMerkava, Hanan and Mishael of Azariah, they achieved that status too. Because by throwing themselves into the Kiv Shana Esh, wanting to be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, without getting into the nature of the Kal V'Chaimer, as the Svarim explained, that they were mezachich, they purified themselves so much that it was natural for them to be Moser Nefesh Kiddush Hashem. Like even the Tzfardeis, they have no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but they felt that Hashem is the root of my life, and they jumped into the Kiv Shana Esh because it's the Ratzon to do the Ratzon Hashem. And the same thing is true with Hanan, Mishael v'Azariah, that they were so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it was almost natural for them. They understood from within themselves that the place to go is into the Kiv Shana Esh. And parenthetically, Chazal say in the Medrash that all the Tzfardeya that were there for the Makkah, they were all swept away and they didn't live. They all died. Except for the ones who jumped into the Kiv Shana Esh. They survived. And that was true about Hanan, Mishael v'Azariah as well. They went in and they survived. But it's testimony to their Dargah that they had one Ratzon, and that Ratzon was to do the Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's all they were looking to do, is to find out what is it that Hashem wanted. What's actually very nice is that in the Pasuk of Tzadik HaTamar Yefrach, there's a remez to Hanan Mishael v'Azariah, where they're compared to the Avos. It says, Ma HaTamar HaZayis Eina Chaserin Mishael HaShayish Eichlin, this Tamra has never less than three fruits. Kach Yisrael Ein Chaserin Mishael HaTzadikim. Klai Yisrael will never be without three tzaddikim, ke Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'Chanan Mishael v'Azariah. So the pasuk here of Tzadik HaTamar Yefrach mentions that Klai Yisrael has three tzaddikim, like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Chanan Mishael v'Azariah. We see that they're grouped together, and this word Tamar, Tzadik HaTamar Yefrach, the Medrash darshins elsewhere, and this is in Bereishis Rabbah Mem Aleph, Ma Tamar ve'Erez Yesh Lahem Taiva, Av Tzaddikim Yesh Lahem Taiva. Tzaddikim are Balei Taiva. Mahi Tavasan, what's the taiva of tzaddikim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the taiva of tzaddikim. Shenemar kavei kivisi lasha. So the very same pasuk which teaches us that tzaddikim are mis'avil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they have a taiva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the same pasuk where we learn at Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Hanan Mishael v'Azariah. What's interesting is that Chazal darshan elsewhere, the pasuk of E'ele v'Samar, regarding Hanan Mishael v'Azariah, because they actually come from Tamar, Yehuda v'Tamar, their offspring is Hanan Mishael v'Azariah. Happens to be that the word Va'era, our pasuk, the first word in the parsha, but the parsha's name, b'milui, is gematria el v'Samar, which would therefore be a hint of Hanan Mishael v'Azariah. Akapanim, we see that this darga ha'avos heinin ha'merkava, which the avos achieved, is alluded to and can be found as well by Hanan Mishael v'Azariah, meaning to say that Geulas Mitzrayim is only kedai if there's going to be a Geula. As the Ramban explains, that the Toldos will be like the Avos. That in the same way that the Avos were Merkava, so too that there would be Toldos who would be in Merkava. And that was found in Hanan Mishael v'Azariah, that they had Tavas and Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu like the Avos, and they were Srufim like the Avos, and they achieved the Darga of HaAvos Heinin HaMerkava. Perhaps if we could find a remez to this, very interesting remez, in Rashi Psachim in that Sugi on Daflin Gimel Lamed Beis, where he writes, when the Gemara questions, why is it that Hanan Mishael v'Azariah has jumped into the Kiv Shana Esh? So Rashi says, what's the Gemara bothered by? Because we have a drasha, v'chai bohem v'loy shayomaz bohem, right? That a person should keep the mitzvahs by staying alive and he shouldn't die by them. So what was their drasha? Where did they see that they should give themselves al kiddush Hashem if it was only a rishos? So Rashi says, v'chai bohen v'loy shayomaz bohen, with a nun sofis, an endonun. V'chai bohen v'loy shayomaz bohen. Now, what's difficult about that Rashi, although it's grammatical, is that the pasuk says, and the Gemara says, Bahem, with an end of mem, a mem sophist, and not a nun. So comes along the Bach, and the Haggadah Sabach says, you know, let me just make this change in Rashi. Rashi probably should have said, meant to say, Bahem, with a mem sophist. Maybe it was a typo in the printing, but the Bach is quick on the spot to say, it shouldn't say nun, it should say mem sophist. However, according to what we're saying, maybe in Pimius there's a reason for that. Because the Lashon of the Medrash always is Ha'avos Hein Hein Hamerkava. Hein Hein. And perhaps that's what Rashi is alluding to when it says V'chai Bahen V'loi Shayamas Bahen. V'chai Bahen V'loi Shayamas Bahen. Two times Hen in Rashi, although it's not the Lashon of the Gemara or the Mikra. Rashi says Hen Hen as an allusion to the Drash of Chanan Mishav Azariah Ha'avos Hein Hein Hamerkava. That since for them, the key of jumping into the Kivshan Ha'is, the Gemara says you shouldn't do that because v'chayim bahen v'lo shayomos bahen. But if this is your chayim and it's not shayomos bahen, then it is a kiyum of v'chayim bahen. That's what it means to be ha'avos hein and ha'merkava. So perhaps when we understand va'era again, and we go back to the question of Rashi says va'era lavam leisal v'yakov el ha'avos. What's Rashi coming to teach us el ha'avos? So Rashi is going to tell us as follows, that when it says El Avraham, El Yitzhak, El Yaakov, it doesn't just mean the Avos. Because Va'era is not just going on the past. Va'era, Va'yar Elokim, this vision that the Kodesh Baruch has, is also going on the future.
Right.
And it's referring not just to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, it's referring to other Srufim who will be like Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. It's a code word for three tzaddikim that Klai Yisrael will never be left without, who will always be on the level of Srufim, which is alluded to in these toldos, which are called Chanan Mishal V'Azariah. That's what Rashi says. So Mimela, Rashi says El Ha'avos. The Gemara tells us, in the beginning of Bava Kamma, it says Arba Avos Nazikin. The Gemara says, so why do we need the number? So the Gemara says, Avos Michlal De'ika Toldos. When it says the word Avos, it means that there's more. The other ones are not in the level of Avos. So there's only four Avos. Which is interesting because there's four Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe here. These are the four Shorish of the Ma'aseh Merkava. But Al Kopanim, there's the Avos, and there's Toldos. But Toldos Sehen Kan Yoytze Bahen. That the Toldos are like the Avos. So perhaps that's what Rashi means. El Ha'avos. Rashi's saying the Avos. Not just Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov themselves. But if there's Avos, Michlal De'iko Toldos. Toldos Sehen Kan Yoytze Bahen. Those toldos, which will be like the avos, is Chanan Mishal V'Azariah. Parenthetically, again, we find here toldos say hen, kayotze bahen, two times hen, which is an allusion to ha'avos hein hein hamerkava. So there's an allusion, b'derech remez, in this very first pasuk, the Chanan Mishal V'Azariah, b'derech gematria, but b'derech mile, like we many times do, mile means if you spell out the word in the letters. So, for example, the word MS would be Aleph Mem Tav, so Aleph would be Aleph Lamed Pei, Mem would be Mem Mem, and Tav would be Tav Yod Vav. Spelling out the words is another very important way of doing the matching. So in this pasuk, Va'era Lavram, El Yitzchak, V'El Yaakov, V'Kel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, L'Nedati Lahem, we have a remez to Chanan Mishal V'Azariah. Because El Avraham, El Yitzchak, V'El Yaakov is gematria, the word Azariah B'Milui. Shakai Shemi is gematria Chanan B'Milui. And the end of the pasuk Lo Naidati Lahem is Gematria Mishal B'Miloi. So all three of them in the front, this pasuk Chanan Mishal V'Azariah, in their Miloi are alluded to in the very first pasuk of Va'era. Like we said, Va'era, this is the Inyan Ha'avos Hein and Hamerkava Tal Desein Kayetze Behem. And if you take the Gematria of Chananya Mishal V'Azariah, Chanan Mishal V'Azariah is Gematria Ha'avos Hein Hein Hamerkava.